Hello, welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast where two adult daughters fantasize about Michael Eisner's head on Kylo Ren's shirtless body. I'm Michelle.
I'm Jasmine.
And let's do this thing.
There was a dance to accompany that.
Mm-hmm. You guys missed it. We did backflips.
I totally did a cartwheel and didn't fall over.
I did the splits and didn't injure my groin.
I did that thing that drag queens do where they jump and they land in the splits.
Ooh, girl.
I did that. You just didn't see it.
That problematic boy from YouTube does that.
Which one?
The one that looks like a weird plastic doll come to life.
Any YouTube person?
Fair. That is.
A problematic male on YouTube that looks like a plastic Ken doll? Any man on YouTube?
Except John Edmund Mulaney.
But he's not a YouTuber.
No, he's a...
He's just... A man.
He's just a white man.
He's just a beautiful white male.
Beautiful white male. You can pour soup in my lap and I'll probably apologize to you.
That's what I was telling my mom about John Mulaney, and I told her that joke and she laughed. I'm like, are you laughing at the joke? Or are you laughing because I'm laughing and you're just amused by that?
Yes.
Yes and
yes. So what's the good news, Miss Lady J?
Good news, World of Color has returned after almost
world
a year.
Of color.
Almost, it was stopped in April 2018. I thought it stopped sooner than then, but apparently my sources, aka the internet, I don't know why I looked at the microphone, the internet.
Sources say.
Sources say. I feel like somebody's listening to us right now.
I mean, I hope they are. By the way, so we've posted our first episode.
Yes.
It's gone live on iTunes.
Available on iTunes.
And Spotify.
Spotify, which nobody listens to it on Spotify.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Well, a part of it.
Oh, okay.
Just to make sure it was
just good. To make sure it was working.
So, yeah, people are listening.
Yes, there are people who are not my mom.
Yeah, they are all people we know and
yes.
have pestered them.
There's a few people who I don't know, like, directly.
That's true.
Yeah.
And people that I know that you don't know and people that you know that I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. My dad listened to it.
That's true, but I know him. I pretty much know everyone you know because I talk to everyone.
That's true. And I know nobody because I'm just in the corner crying and dancing with tears in my eyes.
And you're crying and dancing.
I just, like, I look like Robert Smith. I'm just dancing around.
Dancing with my tears.
But yeah, World of Color is back. So I think this is true. So it went under because literally it went under. Somebody pushed the button and all the mechanics were open and then it sunk under the water and it destroyed everything and it's finally back. The show that nobody asked for.
I like it.
It's a good show. It's that Fantasmic problem where it's like, oh, a light misting on my body of dirty plague water.
Yeah.
And they project stuff on it.
And not enough Beauty and the Beast stuff.
Just a general rule of Disney is not enough Beauty and the Beast stuff.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm glad I'm making you see things my way.
At last I see the light.
And at last I see there should be more gold. Yes, she is the best.
So what else is there? Oh, staying in California Adventure. You were looking at my notes so funny. You're like...
I was like, oh, segue.
Food and Wine Festival is March 1st, which is...
Today,
which you won't be hearing this for another week, so it's like a week behind. We record in advance.
Yep, in case one of us gets sick.
Yes.
Or elopes.
Or...
with the doctor.
Just as, like, I had too much dairy.
Food and Wine Festival.
Do you like the Food and Wine Festival?
Okay. Yes, but... if you were to tell me, Michelle, it's Food and Wine at Disney World, I am like, let's get on a plane. Mm-hmm. They have Hansen. First of all, it's normally around October. Mm-hmm. So
that's the one that's going on. I think it's the one now is the California Adventure one.
Yeah, DCA only.
Yes.
Because over there, Festival of the Arts, I know, is coming to an end or just recently ended. So in Orlando, I love going to... their Food and Wine. Mm-hmm. They have a concert series called Eat to the Beat.
Yeah, and they have, like, real, like, legit people.
They have
there.
Hanson come, who was my favorite band. They're I mean, my best. Favorite, like, young person band. Yeah. I also love, like, Queen and Bruce Springsteen.
All the young people love Hanson.
I'm young. I'm in my 30s. So the moral of the story is Food and Wine in Florida is far superior. Yes. They have a lot more space. Mm-hmm. This one's cute.
And they do more stuff with it. I like some of the food, like, anything mac and cheese related, I'm gonna like.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff, I'm just like, $7 for, like, this little biscuit? No.
I was really disappointed with the frushi, because I love fruit, and I love sushi, and I was excited for them to be mixed together, and they were sad.
Aww.
I know.
Is it fish and
no.
fruit? Oh, it's just fruit that looks like fish?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, like, it's wrapped
you should have known.
with watermelon and, like, coconut.
Oh.
Look, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll try it again. But I wasn't
I'll as good as I thought. I'll pay another $7 for it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just a dinosaur.
It's just a dinosaur. Sorry, just Rugrats quotes now.
Is that because I say it
hey,
from...
I'm just a dinosaur.
Oh, and I say it like Trixie and Rex from Toy Story 3. Who's that? It's just a dinosaur down the street. It's just a dinosaur.
I know, yeah, in Rugrats, they go to see Reptar on Ice.
Reptar, gotta see the Reptar.
Something, something, Reptar. And he goes, hey, I'm just a dinosaur. Don't remember the context, but it's during Reptar on Ice.
I remember at one point, one of the babies started crying, and then the other ones started crying, and at the end, he was like, thanks for backing me up. Like, yeah, no problem. Like, oh, that's how babies work.
So do we have any other Disney news? I can't think of anything else.
That's probably 1 minute of content.
Hagrid. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure will open June 13th. And if Star Wars Galaxy's Edge wasn't opening, this would be like the ride of the year. Everyone would be talking about this. It's going to be a great ride. Tons of animatronics. It's a roller coaster, and it's apparently it's Hagrid's motorcycle on the sidecar. So you have two people, and it's like a line of them, I'm guessing. And there's several starts and stops where, like, I don't know what you call it when you just go really fast all of a sudden. I'm sure it has a technical, like a launch. And then you, like, stop at different show scenes, and a lot of it's indoors, and that's where all the animatronics are. And it's going to be amazing, and it opens on my nephew's birthday.
Oh, I'm so excited, because we were talking about this at dinner. If I could work at Hogwarts, I would be care of magical, either Muggle Studies or care of magical creatures.
And I would be probably Charms or Transfiguration or Headmaster.
Yeah.
I would be the boss.
Jasmine would be a good and fair boss.
Yes, I would.
Jasmine would leave me alone because I'd be like, I heard that some animals bit a kid. Like, yeah, but he was a jerk. She'd be like, carry on.
Carry on. Who means? I'm going to say whimsical things in my pointy hat.
That's your aesthetic.
That's my aesthetic. That's my old man aesthetic. And like, she's only 32, but she dresses like she's 90.
Jasmine.
Yes.
Question.
Answer.
What do Scarlett O'Hara and Michael Eisner have in common?
They've both been in my fantasies.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Also, they've both lost battles in Virginia.
What?
I'm talking about Disney's America.
Disney's America.
So come with me back to 1983.
Do, 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 do. I'm walking backwards.
I'm wearing a backwards cap. I'm listening to my Walkman.
I'm talking on my giant phone.
It's the 90s.
I'm crushing on Zach Morris.
Yeah. I'm thinking that his treatment of women is okay. It was a long time ago.
It's not even okay.
No, it's not.
It's quite bad.
Yeah. So, listen, Preppy. Michael Eisner was like, hey, you're a Disney. Might lose some money. Let's make some money. Let's make a theme park that is a field trip's dream. About the history of America.
Best idea ever.
Best idea ever.
Thank you, Disney Daddy.
Yes. So, but like this whole idea of having like a Disney history such situation was back like Walt wanted to do this. So if you're in Disneyland and you're looking at the, to the right side of Main Street, if you're standing outside of Mr. Lincoln, but you're turned to the right.
Kind of where that, that's, it says, like, liveries, stables.
Yes.
And then, sometimes when there's parades, you go back through there.
Yes. So that, that walkway was going to be, like, an America Street.
Yes.
So, but instead, I love to, this story, keep in mind that no good idea ever goes to bed.
No.
Okay. So, but then that didn't happen, and eventually in Disney World, you had Liberty Square.
I think it, like, got to the point where they even printed it on Disney maps. Like, oh, Edison Square is coming, or whatever the version before that was going to be.
And they were like, just kidding.
You're just kidding.
LOL.
This is how you're going to walk around during parades.
Okay. But that's pretty new, during the parade thing. And when I say new, I mean, like, within the past 5 years.
Yeah.
Not, like, last week.
Yeah, it happened yesterday for the first time.
Disney's America. So, the... Michael Eisner was like, ExxonMobil, you have a bunch of land in Virginia, let's buy it. But we're not going to tell anyone that we're going to buy it or develop it, because they were trying to pull a Florida, which is to buy land for like the price and not an inflated Disney price. So then they were like, hey.
Even though Disney charges an inflated price to everyone else, but look, you know.
That's a different, it's a totally different tangent.
Sorry.
So that's what they did. They did the Florida Project thing where they bought up the land from Exxon, but not as Disney, as like Yensid's Bakery or whatever.
So, Eisner's Organic Farms.
There's 9 different lands. Mm-hmm. Like, you go in, there's going to be, like, an Ellis Island situation. Mm-hmm. So think of it kind of less as a theme park and more edutainment.
A brain park.
A brain park.
Okay.
So... there was going to be a Native American village, mm-hmm. kind of similar to what they had at OG Disneyland, mm-hmm. and there was going
to... Oh, fun fact, they actually used to hire for 6 months at a time actual Native American tribes, a surprisingly culturally sensitive move for Disneyland in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. Sorry, continue.
No, I'm nodding my head emphatically, because I knew that too.
High five.
And then... So it was actually going to be kind of cool. There was going to be, like, a turn-of-the-century fair, and that's where you're going to have, like, a wooden mm-hmm. coaster and balloons mm-hmm. and whatnot.
Balloons. You know, balloons.
Balloons are so great. There was going to... I've heard conflicting things, but there was going to be, like, a Muppet presence there. I don't know.
There should have been if it wasn't.
I'm all for more Muppets.
Pro-Muppet.
Pro-Muppet.
My platform.
Put it down. Yeah. I'm running for the 2020 presidential election on a pro-Muppet ticket.
That's not what your Muppets can do for you, but what you can do for your Muppets.
Amen. So they were going to... It was going to be actually... There was going to be like a mm-hmm. World War II... a hangar.
Oh.
We could go. So it's going to be, I think, a lot less like rides mm-hmm. and more like this is a recreation of
cheaper things.
Yes. It was projected to make $11 million a year. Mm. But that was 93 money.
Yeah.
That also might be wrong.
It was, so that's like $20 billion in today's money.
Mm-hmm. You just did the conversion.
In my head.
Yeah.
I just did it in my head. I'm really good at math.
So they were like, great. So then they announced it. And mm-hmm. so many people were like, no, mm-hmm. don't do that. And they were like, wait, what? So what Disney didn't do was get people who were culturally sensitive mm-hmm. to the time period, especially, I don't know if you know this, but in America, there used to be slavery.
What?
I know. Yeah. It's pretty awful. You can see it in the documentary film, Gone with the Wind.
Accurate documentary.
Which, first of all, the name was problematic because people mm-hmm. were like, you are taking responsibility for America. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I really don't think that's not...
Yeah.
I don't think that's what people were...
Well, also, it's Disney's possessive, like, _S, America. So it's like... This is our America.
But I think it was supposed to be like, I didn't find that offensive because mm-hmm. I just thought of it like...
Because Disney does own America.
I mean, you're not wrong. But it just seemed like Disney's America was like America through Disney's eyes.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, going to be a lot mm-hmm. softer and a lot like...
Not so disgusting as how we've treated so many people in this country.
So many people. Yes. Yeah.
Mickey's just like, oh, we love everybody.
Yeah. Everyone's equal from square one.
As long as we get your money.
Your money is good enough for me. Unless you're a woman, we'll pay you less. Anyway, I digress. The people of Virginia were not very happy about it. Mm-hmm. They were like, there's going to be a lot more traffic. There's going to be the urbanization of this big, beautiful area. Mm-hmm. Also, the land that they bought was near a very ritzy, expensive place, like mm-hmm. the DuPonts owned houses there. And so, I don't know if you know this, but if you upset rich people, they have a lot of connections to mm-hmm. other rich people. And those other rich people tend to be like congressmen and senators.
They do a phone tree.
Yeah.
With other rich people.
With other rich people.
On the rich people phone.
Yeah. Like, it's the DuPonts who call Cher, who also call...
Rockefeller. Who calls the Kennedys.
Yeah.
Who calls Barbara Streisand.
I'm a Kennedy. Don't put this Disney park in Virginia. So they went to Washington and kind of mm-hmm. fought for it. And in Washington, Disney won. Disney was like, it's going to be educational. Mm-hmm. We have professors and culturally sensitive people, and we're trying to do this educational thing.
Because they finally got some by that point.
Somewhat.
Some historians.
Yes. Yeah. Because the reason they didn't have any when they were going in to buy the land was because they didn't want to make a big deal about it. Mm-hmm. But then they had a lot of people to help make the park better on mm-hmm. their side. Mm-hmm. But there was like a big protest.
As there always is.
There always are. There was a big protest and all this other stuff. So while they won in Washington, they kind of lost in public opinion. Mm. So Eisner was like, okay, look, we changed the name. Now it's Disney's American Adventure. It didn't placate people at all. So like a few weeks later...
Disney Daddy said.
I know. Our poor daddy. So a few weeks later, he was like, okay, I give up. It.
He retreated.
He retreated back to his mansion. And so that was the end. But much like every good idea, like it was a good idea for Walt to not put his name on the Florida project because mm-hmm. the prices would have gone up exponentially.
They did after they found out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So half of Disney World was like cheap and half of it mm-hmm. was super expensive. So after that, Disney ended up selling the land and they mm-hmm. put like a development on it with like these like $1.7 million beautiful houses, which like, I mean, good for you if you can afford it. Because mm-hmm. it's like Washington adjacent. That whole area is mm-hmm. wealthy.
And it's like, was near a bunch of battlefields, right? That was another concern.
Yeah, they were concerned about that, mm-hmm. which, I mean, it wasn't like super famous battlefield mm-hmm. that I know of as, but I'm a northerner.
So many battlefields in that area. Like yeah. every inch is a giant battlefield.
And they were going to have like a battlefield recreation at Disney. Disney's American Adventure.
That's something, as a Californian, I never got to see and I always wanted to see.
See?
Some Civil War, like, with the people who are accurate, who, like, sleep in the tents.
Yeah. Did you ever see Conan O'Brien do
Yes,
that?
I did
oh
see that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I did see
so
that.
So funny. He's Orange Daddy.
He's Orange Daddy. He's Love tall him. Daddy. He's Abraham Lincoln Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Cat sounds.
Cat noise. So, no good idea ever gets forgotten. Similar to... I guess there was an old cartoon that basically the opening of Peter Pan with mm-hmm. the dad and the dog and Nana mm-hmm. getting hurt and then them going, "Aw, poor Nana." Aww. That was in an old Disney cartoon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or something about Peter Pan.
Or I
dreamed it. It could be that I dreamed it. Or the puppy in the hat box from, aww. Like, Walt gave that to Lily. And then they used it in Lady and the Tramp. Like, a good idea is going to see the light of day.
Did the dog poop in the box?
I don't know.
I have follow-up questions.
There was going to be a Lewis and Clark mm-hmm. expedition ride, which turned into Grizzly River Rapids. Mm-hmm. There was going to be a Ariel, not but Ariel.
A-R-A, I can't spell.
Yeah.
The above, in the air. Yeah.
In the air ride. That turned into Soarin'.
Oh.
And their, like, roller coaster, like, old-timey. Roller coaster of love.
Yeah.
Their old-timey, like, wooden coaster turned into California Screamin'.
Oh.
Which is now the Incredicoaster. So, like, mm-hmm. no, I mean, no good deed.
Goes unpunished.
No good idea goes on...
Disney doesn't waste a good idea.
No, it doesn't waste a good idea. So here's my question to you, Jasmine.
Yes.
Would you have gone to Disney's American Adventure?
4,000%. I would have gone. And it was going to be closed during the winter, I guess.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was another thing, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Is that it was going to be closed for... At first, when they were doing the projections, was like 2 months, where they were like mm-hmm. 2 months out of the year. Then they lived in Virginia, and they were like, no, it's going to be closer 4 months out of the mm-hmm. year. So that kind of cut into like their profit. Mm-hmm. But again, it would have been a very different model. It really would have been a really different kind of theme park. Oh, speaking of no good idea. So Knott's Berry Farm, mm-hmm. the Knott's family was mm-hmm. in.
You say it like someone who's not from California.
What?
Because people from California say Knott's Berry Farm. People from who are not from California say Knott's Berry Farm. Like, it's the different pause in it. Because it's Knott's, that's their name, and it's their berry farm. And, but see, people who don't know, they're like, Knott's Berry. Like, it's like they say it like it's one name, Knott's Berry Farm. And then I go, Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh!
That's something I've just noticed for, a random thing I've noticed.
Oh!
Yeah.
And I say Florida.
Florida.
I'm from New York.
I am from California. Where the sun shines.
And everything is like a question.
And we don't use complete sentences.
Is that a stop sign?
Wow.
All right, let's explode. So mm-hmm. they were going to buy, I say Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
Where it's Knott's Berry is one word and then farm.
But it's Knott's Berry Farm. And it's his Berry Farm.
Okay, I'm sorry. So
fun fact.
They were going to buy Knott's mm-hmm. Berry Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they were going mm-hmm. to buy it and turn that mm-hmm. into Disney's America.
Mm-hmm.
but
because they have a Independence Hall replica.
Yeah, so they were like, oh, dude, halfway done. And the Knott's family was like, no. So they sold it to Cedar Point.
And now it's just all roller coasters.
Right, yeah. Which is like, that's very bad.
That's very, very
you
bad.
You should have just sold it to Disney.
And so, had a cool theme park and a monorail connecting the two.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I would have loved that.
I would have just ridden that in circles. Me like, too. This is my day.
I love a good monorail
I
ride.
I love monorail.
Me too.
I just ride it in circles sometimes.
I can't wait to go to Disney World with you.
It's going
to
be so much fun.
We should have one day on the monorail. So when I was in college, I went to college. I went to college in Orlando, and I used to read books on the monorail. Just so the middle jealous. Of the day.
I don't know if I could deal with a monorail that has a true purpose, though. I need a monorail that's pointless. That Nixon has been on.
You can't see it, but I'm doing the Nixon. I'm like, I am not a croc.
Do you know he... something happened with Nixon at the one of the Florida hotels. And I can't remember what it was. Like... He either made that speech.
Or, yes, he made his big speech at the Contemporary. I want to say.
Yes, and the Beatles also. John Lennon signed the thing breaking up the Beatles officially at the Polynesian.
Oh, they're gonna open a Today Show Cafe.
Yes, they are.
The thing that nobody asked for,
that nobody wanted, you're gonna get.
I like that. It better sell wine, like Hoda and Kathy Lee wine. Yes, then I'll go. Yeah.
Well, I know Al Roker is gonna give some recipes, and like they're gonna make some of Al Roker's food. Which, yeah, I want food from someone who lost like a ton of weight.
I didn't meet Al Roker. I was working at a place in Beverly Hills.
You were hiding in the toilet.
I was hiding in the toilet. I was working in Beverly Hills, and I saw a man, but I didn't really look at him, and I smelled the most luxurious cologne.
Oh.
Turn around. It's Al Roker.
Of course Al Roker smells
nice. He smells so good!
He smells like your neck of the woods.
He is! Ladies and gentlemen, Jasmine has won the internet today.
Hello, wringing my hands, wringing my hands.
Let me finish.
Talk about the gift Disney Daddy tried to give us and we rejected.
Yeah, we rejected it. So he tried to give us education, entertainment.
A cheap theme park.
A cheap theme park in Virginia. And we said no.
So
Disney's America.
Any thoughts, final thoughts about Disney's America?
I really wish it was... I wish so much that it was real.
I wish a wish upon a fish.
Because I think it really would have been educational. I mean, I love edutainment, period. That's why I love old school Epcot.
Old school Epcot.
Yeah.
My heart.
So I think it really would have been something special. I'm glad I'm glad that some of the cool pieces like were salvaged for like Soarin' and Cali River Rapids.
How
and stuff.
Could Disney deal with slavery though? That's the one thing I'm like, oh, that's tricky. Yeah, because they were going to.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, because you can't not have it be a part of the
If you want to be truthful.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be one of. It could be like a video. Oh, there was going to be a fort that had a big circle vision, a Civil War fort.
I'm going to cut this out with Whoopi Goldberg. She just hosts everything.
She used to. And now, is she still on The View?
I don't know. I don't watch The View. It's too stress-inducing.
It is.
Yeah. She's like,
it's just so much yelling.
Poor old women fighting.
Yeah. And then Joy Behar is like, I used to be a comedian, and now I'm not. Anyway. Tangents.
Yes.
We should have just called this 1313 Tangents.
Tangents Boulevard.
My gosh. Yes.
Michelle sings.
I would have open pit barbecue sauce.
This is a sweet spot.
I totally would have gone. I think it really would have been something special. Mm-hmm. Now that pop-up things are a big deal,
yeah.
I think it would be cool if you could do like a pop-up fair in Virginia.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
I mean, you know, hey, Disney.
Finally, you could go to a battlefield and be excited about it. Like, I mean, I would have been excited about it, but I didn't grow up in that area.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, so I totally would have gone. So that was Disney's America theme park, the theme park that never was and always will be. So that is a quote from Disney Daddy when he opened Disney MGM Studios. He's like, this is the Hollywood that never was and always will be.
Aw, Disney Daddy.
So that's why I keep quoting it.
Trying to give us gifts, and people are just like, no, Disney Daddy.
He's the Rhett Butler and we're the Scarlett O'Hara.
I know, and I just want to be spoiled. He just wants to spoil us.
Yeah, he just wants...
But we're just looking at Ashley going, Ashley.
Looking at Universal like, Potter. Should we talk about...
How do we segue in a cool way? So after Disney's America, so Michael Eisner's like, I didn't learn my lesson.
Nope.
So Disney Daddy, the gift, you know, he's just a giver. So then...
Our Rhett Butler.
So our Rhett Butler. So did you know that we could have gotten... So, you know, there's Tokyo Disney Sea.
Yeah.
We could have gotten that in California, but the people of Long Beach denied us this.
No!
Long Beach! Okay. So in the 50s, obviously... When Disney was building the Disneyland Hotel.
Obviously.
When Disney was building Disneyland, not the Disneyland Hotel, he wanted to build the Disneyland Hotel, but he ran out of money. Because that's why a lot of things in Disneyland were supposed to be a lot better than they were, and they ended up kind of being like, meh, and they fixed them later. So there's this guy named Jack Rather, and he's like, I'll build the Disneyland Hotel. So like, yeah, okay, you do it, and then like eventually we'll buy it from you when we have money. So for years after Disney tried to buy the Disneyland Hotel, Jack Rather would never sell it. Obviously, it must have been a gold mine. So then in 1989. So Michael Eisner was like, I'm getting the Disneyland Hotel. Disney Daddy was like, I want to keep giving gifts. So in 1989, they acquired the Jack Rather, or it's the Rather Corporation, and they bought the entire Disneyland Hotel. They bought some land around Anaheim so that they were able to expand Disneyland and the parks. And they also acquired, how much is it? 443 acres in Long Beach, along the coastline in the marina, and that included the Queen Mary and the Spruce Goose, which the Spruce Goose is no longer there.
What was it?
Spruce Goose is... Have you ever seen The Aviator? So Howard Hughes wanted to make a plane out of wood, so it was called the Spruce Goose, and it was something to do with, like, a metal shortage in World War II. I'm really paraphrasing. I was not preparing to talk about this.
Sorry.
It's okay. I should know more about
Howard
this.
Howard Hughes, is he friends with Howard Stark?
No, Howard Hughes is, he was like, I think Howard Stark was based off of him, or Howard Stark's dad. He was this big inventor. He was a movie producer. He dated all the starlets. He was a crazy guy that peed in jars.
He was Hathaway Brown and or Frank from 30 Rock?
Yes, he was Frank from 30 Rock. And long story short, he got this huge contract with the Navy to build a plane out of wood. It was like the biggest plane at the time. It only ever flew once. It's in the movie The Aviator. And they had it on display in Long Beach. It has since gone. Now they use it for loading ships because I went to the Queen Mary not too long ago.
Wait, they use the...
For cruise ships. They use the old place where they used to keep the Spruce Goose.
Oh, so where is the Spruce Goose?
I don't know where it is.
Oh, like someone's wood? Someone's fire?
No, it's in,
place?
I think, a museum. It's a huge plane, too.
It belongs in a museum.
Yes. Indiana Jones came in, cracked the whip. So Disney got this land, and, like, obviously we have to do something with it. Mm-hmm. To give you an idea of how big 443 acres is, so Disneyland, just the parks, Disneyland and California Adventure are 172 acres combined. And that includes Galaxy's Edge into Magic Kingdom is 142 acres. Animal Kingdom is 500 acres, but keep in mind, a big chunk of Animal Kingdom you don't actually get to see.
Right, because it's not only is it Kilimanjaro Safari, but it's also all the very wonderful...
The background areas, for the animals.
Sorry, the thing the other lesson that Disney learned with Disney's America, was that they should get... I keep wanting to say influencers, but like people who are specialized in that area.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like they got Jane Goodall for Animal Kingdom,
right? Because they
to
were
endorse
like,
you,
right? To like say like this is how, and that's why Animal Kingdom is one of the best places for animals to hang out.
Yeah,
it's like a vacation from the jungle.
It is.
It's wild out there.
They're protected. Isn't? I heard a thing. I don't know if this is true. That the only one of the only places you'll see giraffes sleeping, laying down, is Animal Kingdom because they feel safe there. This is a huge parcel of land that they were going to get. And so Disney's... And Long Beach is about, without traffic, which when is that? 30 minutes from Anaheim. So not too bad. So, I mean, worse than Orlando, but I mean, that's pretty spread out too.
Yeah. Orlando's super spread out.
So not too bad. And it's not like the worst traffic. Kind of going side to side in California, like east to west is not as bad as going north to south.
Yeah.
So Disneyland, they proposed to build not just a theme park. They were going to include the Disney Sea Park. They were going to have five resort hotels. Five resort hotels. They were going to have 400 marina slips, which are places where you can park little boats. They were going to have five docks for cruise ships. And they were going to have a ferry connecting it all and a monorail connecting it all. Yes, and this would have completely revitalized downtown Long Beach. They would have paid tons of money to revitalize the Queen Mary, which is, if you've seen it, it's kind of... Not in the best shape right now.
I've never seen it.
I love the Queen Mary. Go visit it. It's a fun place to go.
I don't want to go because there's characters.
No, not during the year. Only during Halloween. Yeah, if you go normally, there's no scare tours. They have haunted tours, but, like, nobody's scaring you.
Oh, I want to go to that.
Yeah, they have, like, they have a paranormal tour, which is at night. It's past my bedtime, so no thank you. Goodbye. But they have just, like, a, oh, somebody drowned here tour. Which,
this is a bathroom. Somebody drowned.
I used to, actually, my side note tangent, this is, has to do with the Queen Mary. My favorite club, I don't like going to clubs. My favorite club of all time was an 18 and over club that was in the Hall of the Queen Mary. It was an 80s club and, like, an indie club. There was actually seats where you could sit down. It was, you danced over the engine room, and everyone dressed up. Like, I don't know how they did it. Every single person was dressed up in 80s theme. They played music videos on huge TVs. The music sounded amazing, like, in a huge...
Is this still happening?
No, it's gone now. They got rid of it.
No!
And one of my happiest memories is walking in and then playing Always Something There to Remind Me, and it just, like, it sounded like going to heaven. Like, just bells are playing, and there was a guy there who used to just dress like the Karate Kid, and he'd do karate moves, and then there was a Robert Smith guy that we all tried to dance with, and my friend actually managed to dance with him, and I'm still jealous of her to this day. It was my friend Brittany. Oh, and then I used to always go to the bathroom. The bathroom there was next to the pool, and that's where, like, somebody had drowned. And there was always a creepy guy sitting on a chair outside the bathroom. And I'm like, was it a ghost? He was waiting for his beloved.
John, that bathroom has been closed for 100 years.
Penelope, she was too pure for this world.
And my dad changed the subject really quickly. Probably just to get us to stop talking about it, but in that kind of I murdered her way.
So, yes, Queen Mary, great. So, we are going to get all this. Construction was supposed to occur from 1995 to 1999, so 4 years.
Wow.
Opening in the year 2000.
The year 2000.
So, that would have been cool. It was going to provide 10,000 jobs and bring in $1.7 billion in revenue to Long Beach. It was canceled, though, after 18 months after they announced it.
Why?
I put that in my notes. Why?
But why?
So I'm going to tell you reasons. None of them are great.
Great.
But, like, okay. So first, it would have upset the sea life and natural habitat because they would have had to fill in 250 acres of the marina.
Okay.
But the thing with that is that area is a port. It's, like, already garbage, oil, dumps, and rigs. So it's, like...
It's not, like, flippers there.
No. So it would have just made it, like... I mean, I don't know. I'm not I don't know anything about that area, so maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know anything about the environment, so...
So whatever. But I just don't see how it would have made it worse, per se. But yeah, they were going to have to fill in 250 acres worth of land, because they owned land basically out into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they do that, science.
According to Pocahontas, you can't own land.
You can't own land. It would have been competing with the Port of Los Angeles, which is where a lot of cruise ships, which I don't get because a lot of cruise ships already come into Long Beach, but they also come into the Port of Los Angeles. So it was somehow money going into the Port of Los Angeles trying to get rid of this Port Disney.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, these are my notes. I don't know.
Be angry with the notes, Michelle.
Be angry with the notes. But yeah, it was basically something, it was going to conflict with Port of Los Angeles, which most cruise ships go to Long Beach or San Diego anyway. So, Port of Los Angeles is more, like, actually where goods come in.
Yeah, I think that's more cargo.
Yeah, because that's where we have to get, like, a lot. Because I work for a lighting company, a lot of our stuff. Because there's always, like, backups and union issues, and, like, we never get our stuff.
My dad's a trucker, so
I did a honk like a truck.
So, he has to go to the Port of L.A. or the Port of Long Beach.
It just reminds me of the movie, or not the movie, the TV show The Wire. Because season 2 was The Docks. So every time I think of there, I think of The Wire.
I'm giving Jasmine a very blank stare.
Because there's a big Venn diagram of people who love The Wire and Disney. So all three of us, they get my reference. Also, it would have caused a lot of traffic.
Okay, but that's not a real reason.
The 710 freeway is one of the least populated or least trafficky freeways in Los Angeles. Because it's a sideways freeway. Mm-hmm. It's very short. I think it goes from Pasadena to where the Queen Mary is. And they probably would have built new roads, but, like, and it narrows at some points, but, like, really? I don't know. I don't know. That one, I don't know. I mean, all of these, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Also, Euro Disney. Yeah. They lost a lot of money on Euro Disney, so that just screwed up everything. Euro Disney, the stinker to ruin all my joy.
Yeah, and then I don't understand why they opened up a second gate at Euro Disney.
Yeah, it's like... If you make a mistake and you erase it and then you, like, draw over it again.
But that's, like...
And then you keep drawing on it.
That's so Disney to just, like, double down and, like...
Let's make it worse!
Yeah, like, maybe The Force Awakens wasn't the best movie, but we're going to double down and shove it down your throat.
The last thing, it was going to cost $2 to $3 billion.
So?
So, Disney Daddy's like, I only got 1.5. No, I don't know.
Was that a problem?
I guess it was a problem because of Euro Disney. If not for Euro Disney, that would have been, because I think Tokyo Sea was $3 billion, and that didn't include all the fancy extra stuff, but that also was like 20 years apart. So yeah. I don't know. I didn't do the. I mean, it's $4.5 billion. I don't know.
Yeah, you're very good at currency conversion.
I'm so good at currency. I actually look that up all the time. I watch movies. Like, I wanted to know, like, okay, Mr. Darcy makes $10,000 a year. How much is that in today's
money? How much is that?
It was like $500,000 or something like that.
Good for him.
Yeah.
What was his job? He had a job?
He just was white and had money. Rich white man and his dad died. I don't know. He probably had like farmlands and exploited people.
As
white men did. That's why they didn't build it. So in 1990, they're like, we're going to make this. And the people of Long Beach were like, no. And then Anaheim really wanted the second gate. They wanted Westcott, which never happened either.
Right. Instead, we've got disappointment.
We just got tears.
Disappointment,
in my eyes.
California adventure.
Disney Daddy's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, Disney Daddy's like, fine, here.
Fine,
I give up. I tried to give you so much, Scarlett O'Hara. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Here's California Adventure. I love that when you walked into California Adventure, mm-hmm. it was like, ladies and gentlemen, the world's biggest hubcap.
Oh my gosh.
Like, oh, thank God.
So, what would we have gotten if they had built Disney Sea? You would have basically gotten Tokyo. But most of it literally translated to Tokyo unchanged. And a couple of things went to California Adventure. You will see as I go through the list.
Okay.
So first, when you walked in, have you seen this picture? I posted mm-hmm. it on our stories. I will post it again one day after we post this. Mm-hmm. So Oceana. So it was basically a two-story, it was the centerpiece. What is it called? The wiener? The
yeah.
weenie? The weenie. The weenus? I don't know.
The weenie.
It would have been a two-story aquarium. And it would look like Oz, like glass bubbles. And the cool thing about that is it would have had a tide exchange, meaning the water would have gone into it and then out of it as the day goes on.
You'd
actually get the water and the aquatic life. Oceana would have been educational. They would have had...
Edutainment.
They would have had aquarium specialists. I don't know. Oceanographers.
Oh, Bob Ballard.
Bob Ballard. They would have had Jacques Cousteau. And
he knows Jack Donaghy.
He does know Jack Donaghy. They would have had Steve Zissou and the Zissou Society.
Oh!
And they would have been teaching there.
Wow.
And they wore their tennis shoes and their red hats.
Steve Zissou is the best.
Zissou. They would have various lands. So these are the ones that are announced. So the Disney sent out a newsletter to the citizens of Long Beach explaining what was going to be in the park. So I have taken this information from that pamphlet.
Yeah.
I'm miming a pamphlet right now. there would have been a land called Mysterious Land. What is that, you say?
What is that?
It would have been a volcano, just like Tokyo Disney, with uh-huh. two rides inside. One of the rides would have been Nemo's Lava Cruiser, and it is a suspended ride. I put rise instead of ride on accident. A suspended ride through dangerous caverns of the lost city of Atlantis, culminating in an encounter with a giant squid. So it would have been Tony Baxter's baby... Jules Verne stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what the second ride was, but I know there was supposed to be two rides in there. And it was supposed to be an e-ticket ride, so like probably a fast ride.
Little Mermaid.
It was going to be Little Mermaid 2 Electric Boogaloo.
As opposed to the real Little Mermaid, Little Mermaid 2. Ariel's 16 and she already has a kid? This is
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, Ariel's a child bride? Ariel teen mom? they also would have had a thing called Pirate's Island, which would have been like Tom Sawyer's Island, but better apparently.
That's kind of what happened to Tom Sawyer's Island in Disney World. They turned into Tom Sawyer's Island / Pirate Lair / Johnny Depp is everywhere.
Johnny Depp, make us more money.
Yes. Or was that here? Where was Pirate's Lair?
Pirate's Lair is here. They changed
it. Oh my gosh,
here.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm getting them all confused.
This is why you shouldn't have your throwing line before a podcast.
I know, good night.
So yeah, they would have had Pirate's Island, and you'd follow clues to a buried treasure. That's all the information I got.
Cool.
So I guess, yeah, they just said it would have been much better than Tom Sawyer's Island, which is...
That's not really saying much.
I love Tom Sawyer's Island, but it's not really saying much.
No.
You know, we can make fun of it because we love it.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I really want to like break into the camp mm-hmm. to see if the horse still mm-hmm. moves a little bit.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I know exactly. See? I remember I bought a Three Musketeers bar in that camp, and I missed that little fort.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, not the camp, I guess. The fort. And didn't they have graves in there? Do I remember this incorrectly? They had graves, and you could buy candy. It was like you had a little candy store, and bought a Three Musketeers bar.
And you had to buy the mm-hmm. candy to satisfy yes. the ghost.
Yes.
Or the ghost would mm-hmm. follow you home.
Buy a nougat bar.
Set my soul free with nougat.
Ghosts hate nougat. They're much more Snickers fans.
Little known fact.
They would have also had, where was I? Mystery Island. Heroes Harbor. It was like Heroes Plural Harbor, but now they changed it to singular Heroes Harbor.
Like Hero from Big Hero 6?
No, Hero as in like, I am the champion, my friends. Like Hero, not Hero, Hero like as in like...
Sandwich.
Yes, sandwich, yes. Heroes and sandwich, yes, because it's all about sandwiches. It would have been, you would have entered through an aqua labyrinth, which had walls made of water.
Stop it.
And it was, yeah, literally a maze to get into the land, which of course they probably would have turned off because that would have been chaos and kids just like, I'm going to jump through. Sweet freedom's on the other side. Follow me, children.
Or they could have just had a second entrance.
Yes, it was just like just, adult entrance.
Just throwing that out there.
Nope, you had to go through and jump through to sweet freedom. But I thought that was cool. Aqua Labyrinth. That's
like
my new club.
Aqua Labyrinth.
And they would have had a Sinbad ride, which is very similar to the one in Tokyo. I think it just would have been the one that's in Tokyo, but we would have had it here, which
with
is
the
one.
Tiger.
Yes, the tiger, baby Raja. With one of the best rides in the world, we would have had it. The theme of this podcast is we can't have nice things.
Nope. Disneyland and Disney World can't have nice
nope,
things.
We cannot
We're getting
things.
The Tron roller coaster, and I guarantee it yep. won't be as good as it is
nope.
in Shanghai.
It's probably just going to be like regular cars.
It's probably just going to be like a painted black
neon light.
Yeah, with like a neon light and a Tron poster.
And like Daft Punk just going.
That would be an upgrade from their Space Mountain.
That is
their
true.
Space Mountain is a mess.
It's
being
rough.
Held together with tape, glue, and a prayer.
And Mickey Mouse, whenever he's not working, he's just holding the track together.
Hope you enjoy your ride!
I know! Oh, he ran over my fingers! That's okay!
I got
three more!
More.
They would have also had a ride based on Ulysses, because children love the Odyssey.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were Ulysses S. Grant.
Yes. Ulysses like, whoa, come fight for the North. They were going to have a boardwalk, which was going to be a replica of the Long Beach boardwalk, which I don't get that because like the Long Beach boardwalk was there. So it's almost as stupid as building a California themed park in California. So which that ended up going to California Adventure. And they were going to have a thing called Fleets of Fancy, or Fancy, Fleets of Fantasy, which I like Fleets of Fancy better.
No, I like it better.
They were going to have replicas of historical ships, and they were going to have rides and restaurants in there.
Oh, cool.
And all I could keep thinking about was a Titanic ride.
Yeah,
and then you just stand in the front, and then you get to push a guy off a door that's floating.
Oh, cool.
And that's the end. You push the Jack animatronic off, and he's like, wait, there's room for both of us.
Also, I wouldn't have sunk because humans are buoyant.
Unless they're jacksicles.
Oh!
But yeah, they were going to have just replicas of ships. And then other attractions, shark diving. Actual shark diving.
You can do that at...
Yeah. Typhoon Lagoon.
Yes, I've done that several times.
They moved... Is it real sharks?
Yeah.
I just imagine it was animatronic sharks.
No, they're real sharks.
Which is scarier.
Yeah. Animatronics are not forgiving.
Jaws
like
under there?
Little, yeah. They're not like toothless sharks, yeah, but they're like littler
tiger
sharks.
Tiger sharks or something.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's really cool, though.
Ah, does it, like, plunge down? Or do you just, like, get in a little box?
You get into, like, a pool.
Okay.
And,
And the sharks are, like, there touching you?
Mm-hmm. And then, like, you can... Okay, so there's, like... You can't... Mm-hmm. None of you can see my hand motions, but there's, like, a pool. But then, like, where a wall would be, there's, mm-hmm. like, windows. So if you want, you can walk and watch people dive with the wind.
Okay.
And you're not, like, scuba diving.
Okay.
You're just, like, snorkeling.
Okay. Yeah, this one...
They're, like... Mm-hmm. Normally, they're below you. Like,
okay.
I wasn't, like, I'm going to go bother them.
So they don't touch you, or they do touch you?
I mean, they can.
Okay, but they're just, like, nope. Nope.
They're like, I swam down here.
This one, it just looked like it had, like, a glass box, and you got, like, lowered down into it, and then you're just, like, part of their world.
I look forward, even though that's not built and will never be built, I look forward to that being closed within 2 weeks.
Some child getting their finger bit off.
Yeah.
Bitten off. They were going to have a Grecian village.
Ooh, and Meg.
An Asian water market and a Caribbean lagoon. All of which, I believe, are at, not all of them, but like there's the Caribbean lagoon at Tokyo Sea, right?
I don't know. Disney Sea? I know a little bit about Tokyo Disney Sea because I don't want to ruin it.
Tracy just went there. I know a lot about it because I was like, I'm never going to get to go. But
yes,
now
you are.
I know. Now I have to just believe. Catch me in Disney Tokyo Sea.
Well, basically, Jasmine and I have decided that whenever Dale and I go on vacation, Jasmine will just come at the end. So we'll have, like, one crossover day.
I'll come in like a wrecking ball.
And then I'll stay with Jasmine.
Yeah. And then you'll have real fun.
You know Dale is our art department, right?
I know. Our one-man art department, Mr. Dale and friends.
Email him very officially. Dear art department.
I just need to get my nephew to write our theme song.
They'll
like,
have
Jeffrey.
A music department.
Yeah, a music department that, like, every time I see him, I'm like, Jeffrey, write our theme song. He's like, I will. But I gave him Electrical Light Parade music as the inspiration.
So. Perfect.
Because that is the best song.
Sure.
I just wanted to figure out a way to make my voice sound like a robot. And I was going to go, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast.
Isn't that just like auto-tune?
Probably.
Ask Emma Watson. She knows all about it.
So that is Tokyo Disney Sea, the theme park we never got to have. And it sounded amazing. It literally was just Tokyo Disney Sea.
In Long Beach.
We could have had it here if Disney had more money and Long Beach wasn't so stupid.
And Euro Disney didn't suck so much.
And Euro Disney didn't suck so much. Sorry, people of Long Beach, but like...
Dale.
You screwed this up.
Sorry, Dale.
Dale.
It's you.
Mr. Dale.
Well, another fun-filled adventure has come to an end, Jasmina. But if you'd like to keep the fun going, which it looks like you do.
I do.
You can email us at 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com.
What?
You can follow our Instagram, which is 1313harborthepodcast.
What?
You can talk to us on Twitter at 1313harbor.
You can come to my house.
You can come to Jasmine's house.
Please don't.
You can...
Probably find us at Disneyland.
Find us at Disneyland. You can follow Jasmine at
JasmineLegevardi.com. Good luck trying to spell that.
But on Instagram, you're just Jasmine Legevardi.
Yeah, Jasmine Legevardi. If you go to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, there's a link. Yeah.
And then I'm the Broadway Belle.
She's the Broadway Belle. She's the actual Broadway Belle.
That's me.
Now it's time to say goodbye
to all three of our listeners.
Disney Daddy. See you real soon.
Kylo Ren.
Why? Because you're shirtless.
M-O-U-S-E.
Disney Daddy, Kylo Ren. Bye.
Bye.